Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Using Your Time Wisely. When you think about time, how do you feel? Are you stressed there's not enough of it? Lack of time can be used as an excuse for everything. There's never enough, and it's always passing you by. You're so busy juggling life's demands that you never feel like anything is accomplished. Remember, God wants you to use your time as wisely as possible. He's always there to guide you and give you wisdom, so no matter how busy you may feel, you can still lead a happy and accomplished life. Listen to today's teaching and find out how. Now, here's Joyce with today's series, Using Your Time Wisely.
We started talking last night about time and how we all have a certain amount allotted to us. Some people live longer than others, but while we're here, we all get 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And yet some people accomplish a great deal in their life and some people don't accomplish much of anything. And we're all busy. I wore my I'm busy tag last night. You know, I'm busy. We wear it like a badge. We think our busyness is an excuse to not do the things that we should be doing. And so I talked last night about how God has not called us to be busy, but he's called us to be fruitful. And not only does God want us to be fruitful when times are easy and good, but God especially wants us to be fruitful when times are tough and hard. I'm going to show you a scripture in just a minute that says the person who is rooted in the right place, which is in Christ and in his love, can continue to bear fruit in a whole year of drought. That means you can have a whole year's worth of trouble, constant trouble, one trouble after another trouble for a whole year. And if you're rooted in the right place in God, you can continue to bear the fruit of the Spirit and be a blessing to people all the while that that's going on. Just like we think that being busy is an excuse to not do the things that we know we should be doing, we also think that I'm having problems is an excuse to stop being nice and kind and walking in the fruit of the Spirit and loving people and giving and going to church and studying the Word and all kinds of other things. Let me tell you something. If we don't do what's right in hard times, we're certainly never going to do what's right in good times. So today I want to talk to you about doing the right thing all the time. There's never a time when it's not right to do the right thing. Can I say that again? There's never a time when it's not right to do the right thing. Or there's never a time when it's all right to do the wrong thing. Maybe we understand that better. There's never a time when it's all right to do the wrong thing. Now, if we're ignorant and we don't know right from wrong, then that's another story. God will work with us and he'll educate us. But I need to remind you this morning that when you hear truth, you become responsible for what you hear. So if you don't want to have any more responsibility, then my goodness, don't come back tonight and don't come back tomorrow. Don't bother coming back, because you're going to hear some stuff that's going to kind of mess your little nice tidy life up a little bit. And you're going to think, See, some of you found out last night that you've got to make some adjustments in your life if you want to be the fruitful person that God wants you to be. Well, some people are real thrilled about that and they'll go home and do it. But then there's many other people who still will not be willing to make those changes. And I have to be honest with you and tell you that if God is dealing with you through what I'm saying and you have clear understanding that God is asking you to do something and you still persist in not doing it, then God will have to ramp up the consequences. Don't be so excited. And he does it because he loves us. He does it because he loves us. How many of you would just love it if your children would listen, would do what you tell them to do just based on your word? But wouldn't you just love it if you could go and say, now, listen to what mom's going to say. I want you to do blah, 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 and I don't want you to do da, da, da. And they would say, got it, no problem. I'm tracking with you, mom, dad. I know you're wise. I know you love me. I'm all in. But how many of you also realize if you tell your children several times and they still won't do it, that you then have to touch their circumstances? Come on now. And you know, to be honest, it hurts you worse than it does them. It was more punished for me to ground one of my kids for a month than it was for them. Because I preferred that they be out and about and things be peaceful at home. Amen? So, we have to get over this doing what's right when somebody's looking. Come on, how much time do you waste at work playing on the internet when nobody's looking? Don't be a Christian thief. Ooh. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If that was your company, how would you want people to respond? Yeah, well, I won't go there. I can tell that's not where you want to go, so I won't go there. But we have to start doing the right thing because God is always looking. I think that's something we don't get, that God is always looking. He's everywhere all the time. And so I can't live to impress people, because if I'm doing that, then I'm going to do one thing when they're looking and another thing when they're not. Come on. I don't want to be the kind of person that just does what's right when I have to, if I think I'm going to get in trouble if I don't. I want to be committed to righteousness, because we have been made right with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. So we have rightness in us, and we just need to turn it inside out and begin to follow what's really in our heart to start with. You know, before you receive Christ, you can do a lot of stupid stuff and it doesn't bother you too much. Doesn't make you feel, you don't feel bad when you gossip about people. Doesn't bother you. You can take office supplies home, hide them in your lunch bag, take them home. Don't bother you. I mean, you're just like, well, they don't pay me enough anyway. Bless God, I'm taking them home. Come on, we do all kinds of stuff. You know, you can be married and flirt with somebody else. That don't bother you too bad. But let me tell you something. You go and get really saved. Ooh, buddy, you ain't going to do that stuff anymore and it not bother you. You may do it, but it'll bother you. And we need to learn to pay more attention to the bothering, because that's really God just crying out in us, I've got a better life for you. I've got a better plan for you. I've got so much for you. I've got so much peace. I've got so much joy. Don't live with the conflict of a guilty conscience all the time. Amen? Now, God is merciful and God is gracious, and thankfully there's no limit on His forgiveness. But anybody, now listen to me, anybody who really loves Jesus, you're not going to live like that. You're going to be determined to learn how to do what's right, not because you're going to get something else from God if you do what's right, but because it is right. One of my main themes today is we must stop doing what's right to get something and do what's right because it's right. I want people to sign up to do what's right. I'm talking about in your heart. Sign up to do what's right because it's right, even if you never got a result. And I'll tell you a story to help you understand it. When God first called me to teach Bible study, I had a full-time job and a lot of responsibility, and I was having a very difficult time finding any time to study. And, you know, God called me before I knew anything. Don't really know why He did it that way, but it's God's business who He uses. But I did have enough sense not to try to teach anybody if I hadn't studied first. And so I needed more time to study. I felt like there was a real call on my life and that I was going to someday do the kind of things that I'm doing today. Don't even know why I believe that, but God gave me a gift of faith. I was not a very good candidate, the least likely person to do it. But when God plants something in your heart, you can have a zeal and a passion that goes beyond common sense. And so I felt that God wanted me to quit my job, which meant that we would not have enough money every month to pay our bills. Dave had a good job, but I made as much money as he did, so our income was going to be cut in half. So at first I didn't quit my job. I got a part-time job. which is kind of humorous when I look back now, how often we don't give obedience, we give a sacrifice. I thought I would sacrifice my full-time job and get a part-time job, which left me in a position where I could still take care of myself. We're trusting God, but honey, we got a backup plan. Just in case God don't come through. Come on now, that's for somebody. And you know, I do not recommend doing what I did. You don't ever want to do something like this unless you are as sure can be that it's what God is leading you to do. But so I got fired from my part-time job, which I wasn't the kind of person that got fired. So that was just like God saying, ain't going to work. Got something for you to do. I need you to start now listening to me. So I was so frightened because we needed $40 extra every month just to be able to pay our bills. And that wasn't for any kind of repairs or any kind of clothes or anything extra. And so for 6 years, not 6 days, not 6 minutes, not 6 months, for 6 years after making that great sacrifice that I made, we had less than we'd ever had. And I did not understand it. You know, when you do what's right and you don't get a right result right away, come on now, we're going to have a good time this morning. Come on. When you do what's right and you don't get a right result, most people don't do it very long. They'll do it for a while and then they just think, well, you know, this ain't working. So we have to get beyond this mindset of I'm doing what's right to get something. I'm going to earn something from God by my behavior. That's living under the law. My behavior earns me something from God. Grace is totally opposed to earning. It's not opposed to effort, a Holy Spirit-led effort, but it is opposed to earning. By my effort, God doesn't owe me anything. God doesn't owe me anything. Are you anything because you pray every morning? Because you read the Bible through every year? Because you're a dedicated tither? Because you help little old ladies across the street? The Bible says we're only doing what we should be doing when we do those things. So God doesn't owe me anything, and I need to do what I do because I love Him so much for what He's done for me. And therefore, I will continue to do what's right as long as I can breathe just to glorify God. And I hope I get a great result, but if I don't... Now look at me. Here's the thing that God wants me to say to you. We are not responsible for the result. God is responsible for the result. But what I'm responsible for and what you're responsible for is to keep doing the right thing.
Thanks for listening. Take a moment and learn how God can help you live a fuller life when you order today's offer, Use Time Wisely Package, which includes a 4-CD series and Seize the Day hardcover book. This package is available now for a donation of $30 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
Well, we're all getting older every day, but you know what? Age is just a number. Getting old is a mindset. I wish that someone would have told me when I was 20 or 30 the things that I'm trying to tell you in this book. I share with you some things that I've gone through personally and the things that I believe I could have done that would have helped me to avoid some of those more painful things. Let me help you age without getting old.
Joyce Meyer's newest book, How to Age Without Getting Old. Order your copy today.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple, sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.